Welcome, this is William Evans, and you are listening to the second in a series of Living World Conversations with Drs. J.J. and Desiree Hertog from Sedona, Arizona. Welcome again, Drs. Hertog. Thank you for being.
We're honored to be here with you, and particularly on the subject that you are interested in.
Yes, you mentioned acupuncture during our earlier conversation about sound. And now we're following up with a conversation about axiatonal acupuncture meridians and axiatonal music.
Well, we are living at a time where people are taking seriously the great work of Chinese medical science. Again, let me be very clear. Acupuncture science is the oldest systematic medicine in terms of bioresonance and reflexivity.
Kindly tell us about the origin and the meaning of this word, axiatonal.
The Chinese medicine of acupuncture science goes hand in hand what we call axiatonal medicine, illustrated in this book, Keys of Enoch, Key 407, that tells us that we are part of a larger system of medicine and wisdom.
You refer to nodal points on the body, and in illustrations depict them as pyramidal.
And my wife, Desiree, has illustrated this.
Right, and so what's important to realize is the body itself has a certain types of nodal points. So most people call this the qi energies, the qi meridians.
Also pronounced qi residents.
Well, what does that really mean? That's the big question. Where is those lines coming from? It becomes the fifth, you said,
circulatory system.
Yes.
And first being the blood circulatory system, the lymphatic, the nervous, and the minor energy of all parts, the micro parts of the body. But we're positing here as a result of my work with higher intelligence in a book called The Keys of Enoch, that we have even a greater subtle system that connects us with the universe.
Right, and so people realize that, you know, they've looked at astrology, which we're particularly not interested in, but still the idea that there are certain alignments when you come into your body, that you have certain connections to certain stars. We believe axiatonal lines connect us to the whole universe.
Let me put this in the context of acupuncture science. I was privileged in the 1970s to work with Dr. Sidney Bob and Albert Fields, who were in China, and we had the opportunity to bring back Chinese acupuncture charts. This was to set in motion a deeper understanding of acupuncture science is the oldest science on the planet of biofeedback, of the ability to see how the inner, shall we say, circulatory patterns of the human body can be used reflexively and in certain states of medical manipulation to relieve pain. Acupuncture science goes hand in hand with what is called axiatonal medicine in the Keys of Enoch. The Keys of Enoch tell us that we are a network of vibratory passages that do not stop with the human anatomy, but if you look at the human body with the tuboscope, this very extensive technology of the Russians. In the 1970s, this research began, and I was partly involved with it with the Keys of Enoch, published in 1973. So to answer the question, axiatonal medicine is a medicine that connects the anatomy of the human body with the energy patterns of the cosmos, particularly the star fields that the ancients respected as having vibratory circuits that people born under the fire side would be more open to heavy energy, but those under the water side would be open to more of the compassion energy field. Although this was considered psychological mythology until recent times, we recognize now through the studies that were done at the Stanford Research Institute in the 70s, and the Institute and the Academy for Parapsychology and Medicine, that we have a almost minute circulatory system that controls the blood circulatory system, the lymphatic circulatory system, and the matter-energy circulatory system of all our bodies. This has to be further explored.
So the idea of axiotonal lines, and in some cases there is actually our friends have created axiotonal music, which is the music that links the body to the stars. Now we can think of it also as the meridians of the planet. Some of you have heard that maybe there's some key locations on the planet, the Great Pyramid being one key location. Other places is areas like in Mexico, where you have so many pyramids.
So these are planetary acupuncture points that connect with the human body. And according to the mystical traditions of sutra literature in India, China, and Japan, the great thinkers, the great artists and musicians were well aware of the fact that nature's all interconnected through sound waves. And the acupuncture points are biological portals or energy circuits through which we can enhance the aspects of life. According to the Keys of Enoch, the human body is a biological subsystem, a biological transducer for sounds of the universal intelligence.
And I just want to say, in connection with our topic of sound, which we've talked about already on the program, that even certain temples were set up both in India and, as our research has shown, also at the Great Pyramid, to vibrate certain sounds. In fact, Dr. Jack, when you were vibrating one of the sounds in the Grand Gallery of the Great Pyramid, a sound frequency hit a certain note and light appeared.
You cannot see this unless you're on camera, but I'm holding a picture of the Grand Gallery inside the Great Pyramid in Giza, Egypt, where I, as a musicologist, began to make very strong sounds. The sounds were augmented by the geometry of the chambers inside the pyramid. Golden light, Stanley columnar waves appeared going up and down to the shock of the Egyptian guides and scientists who were there. They said this never happened before. I was using mantras and having a musical background and a good voice. I was in the right time at the right place. And as a consequence, a morphogenic field of energy openness is pictured here. It's also available on our CD's cover called The Living Capstone. For you who are interested, we have a musical library that we have put out worldwide in graphic form.
And we're also on Spotify and Apple iTunes. And I just want to say, in talking about the frequencies of the body, the acupuncture points of the body, I know many of you are familiar with singing bowls. They can be both metallic or they can be crystal. That this also augments certain aspects of your body's vibrations and puts you into certain states of healing, health, both for the body and especially for the mind. So it's very important to realize how frequencies are running through our physical body, again, the chi energy all the time. And when we can tap into certain areas of those, we are able to energize, release, and have a greater harmonic, not just within ourselves, but also vibrating that around us and creating a positive harmony around us.
Not only around us, but around the world. So the Keys of Enoch tell us the Great Pyramid of Egypt is the nexus point for the heart connecting with 12 meridians of acupuncture sites or pyramidal acupuncture sites throughout the world. And it's interesting that the studies, most profound studies inside the King's Chamber, showed that the vibrations of the human heart precisely cipher the vibrations of the human heart per minute. 68 to 70
beats per minute. Yeah.
This was what I believe the reason why that open tomb was there for historians, anthropologists, musicologists of all ages and cultures to understand. That is the heartbeat of the pyramid, which is the symbol, the tetrahedral symbol of the chamber, activating the soundscape of the human body.
And so let us play some of this music for you. Mm-hmm.
In using sounds, in Egypt, we were able to find the tomb of Osiris. Osiris, according to Egyptian mythology, was the higher teacher from the stars, from Orion, that gave humanity the gift of music. So we're using musical sounds, fractal and non-fractal, human as well as synergistic, to actually locate rooms and chambers yet to be found underneath the pyramids of Giza. And we were fortunate in 1997 to find the tomb of Osiris through the sounds that we projected through the floors. The basement structure, as it is called, or basement complex by a geologist underneath the Giza plateau. 2 years before Zahi Hawass mentioned this on his Fox television special, the finding of the tomb of Osiris, he did say, if you look at the original Fox transcript, incidentally, 2 years before, there was a group here doing research. That was our group for Future Science. And as time goes on, you'll actually see the film realizing that there are structures in tunnels underneath the Giza Plateau that are wave carriers of sound. So Giza, Egypt, is a sound complex for the different parts of the body, and what we believe the pyramids represent are the different vibratory structures that we can use. Why is it said, for example, in the Coptic text, Asclepius, that Egypt was once the schoolhouse of the gods? Why would they have to have a schoolhouse? Well, if you look at the mathematical, the musical, and the physics of the soundscapes now being documented by French, Japanese, and American musicologists, you will see that there's more than meets the eye. It's the external architecture, but it's the internal musical architecture of the axial system. So we ask you to go to our website, Keys of Enoch, because there we have a book called Giza's Industrial Complex, where you actually can see the pictures, actually can see the diagrams of the musicology efforts and soundscapes that we created in our efforts.
This is KDNK, and you are listening to Drs. J.J. and Desiree Hertok, suggesting we are alive in a larger system of medicine and wisdom than we realize. Kindly continue about pyramids and the use of pyramidal imagery for representing acupuncture points and chakras. What can you tell us about the pyramid as a blueprint?
The principle upon the Platonic solids is the pyramid shape. And the pyramid shape has also the tetrahedral function, the three-sided function.
And when we did sound testing inside the Great Pyramid, especially in the King's Chamber, we did pink noise sweeps and also white noise sweeps. And we found out that there were certain resonant frequencies that were more common for the pyramid. And those resonant frequencies are F, A sharp, and C. And there are certain frequencies in particular, like for F, 172 hertz. So there's specific sound frequencies.
Just as the Great Pyramid of Egypt is the central heartbeat for the 12 planetary acupuncture meridians.
But what's important is that no matter where you are on the planet, that you can send your energies through this network, through this matrix, as people like to call it now, and you can affect other realities with your thoughts and with your sounds and with your energies. This is important. We are all networked together. We are part of a type of energy network. Now, I'd like to jump, if I can, for a minute, though, also to talk about what Kepler was looking at, because he said...
Johannes Kepler, the great scientist from Europe.
From the 1600s. He wrote a book entitled The Harmony of the World. And basically, he was starting to see if the planets themselves have different frequencies. And he said, yes, there are certain sounds coming from these planets, which NASA has later confirmed and put together in their own Symphony of the Stars, but also that certain things like Mercury, one position would be E flat 7 and a B flat 7 and a G 6.
And speaking then, of the planet Mercury.
Yes. And then it would change to E flat 7, C 7, and G 6. So he saw, for example, many, many different possibilities that exist that you have to start seeing all of us from the acupuncture points in our body, the frequencies. Put something on your body, like an ultrasound machine, and you end up vibrating and activating certain parts of the body.
So the Renaissance scholars saw that the planets, the seven basic planets, were like the seven chakras in space. Now, this is all hypothetical, and this is why we have the Academy for Future Science, which means science guided by consciousness and vibration, which allowed us in more recent times to document the vibratory patterns, or the resonance we will call sacred resonance patterns, that connect us with structural geometric forms.
And if you go back to the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid, when you do certain sounds, you don't just get overtones, you actually get undertone. And what we found, and we've actually been able to augment with our friend Alan Howarth, the sound frequencies that he captured while we were there together singing in his physical equipment, that the electronics has taken it lower and lower and lower, and actually does bring us into frequencies that you cannot hear, such as the alpha state.
So Alan Howarth worked also with the music for Star Trek, has a marvelous background as a member of our Academy for Future Science, and is with us on our expeditions. To bring this full circle, we did not realize this until the 1970s, that within our brains, within the wetware of our brains, we have what is called pyramidal cells. Dr. Thompson at the University of California, Irvine, showed that we have thus a substructure within our brain that has pyramidal architecture that can be related to corresponding architectural forms in vibration. Central to all of this is the acupuncture science and the Egyptian, what we will call it, measurement system of showing how there are certain geometries that can coax, can sustain, and can elongate certain musical or resonant signals more than other geometric forms. The pyramid being central to this, obviously, is the one that the Egyptians, as well as their counterparts in India and Latin America, chose to illustrate the life force of the human.
And needless to say, if you sit inside a pyramid, which many people have done, maybe just for fun, you feel that energy. It's not normal energy. It's explained by those who have done pyramids in Russia.
Dr. Golod.
That it's changing the circular pattern of the wave frequencies of the Earth into a capstone reality. And so you're actually altering the natural frequencies. And when you sit within that, you actually are able to change your consciousness, change your health, change your mind.
So this changing is induction. This process is what is called using the greater vibratory field. This experience is not only musical, but psychological, as well as biophotonic, dealing with the most minute parts of our brain. We're discovering, through work being done in paraphysics, particularly at Stanford Research Institute, that we are a living broadcasting system. And fundamental to that broadcasting system is the five platonic solids. And central to these solids is the way we can use them through mental induction, or mental, shall we say, visualization, to heighten certain sounds, heighten biofeedback or sending these sounds throughout our body, and heighten higher states of consciousness for emotional and even spiritual creativity, which is would be the reason why the great pyramids of the world are sound devices, sound instruments of attunement between all cultures and all people.
This is also to say this is all part of a greater acupuncture network that is not only in the body, but around the planet, and actually extends to the stars. That's the axiotonal lines, and that's what you are working with on a daily basis, even though you are unconscious of it. And now I'd like to also say, one of the things we can do is to send our vibrations, our frequencies, out to the planet for a positive change, for peace to prevail on Earth and in the heavens.
And the best way to do that is to sing.
Correct. This is why we encourage all members of our Academy Fellowship, which is interdenominational, ecumenical, worldwide, to take a moment and pause and think of the sound that you feel is close to your heart in vibration. That tends to be in the color red, but can be activated also to move up the color spectrum from red to green to turquoise into the areas of blue, blue-violet, indigo. That whole color spectrum is what in the Bible, the Old Testament, is called the coat of many colors that we need to put on. Jacob in the Old Testament gave his son the teaching of the coat of many colors before he went into Egypt. Before we go now into modern Egypt, with all of the things that are being found there that is now being initiated in the new museum, the greatest in the world, is to put on that coat of many colors when we go to Egypt, or for that matter, the pyramids of Yucatan, or for that matter, the pyramids of Japan. Recognize that this is the ancestral wealth that we've overlooked with our black and white psychology, or our, shall we say, our analytical side of European measurement of the tones and the vibrations of life. To put it simply, we're moving up the musical keyboard with axolotl medicine and music. We are beginning to use the full keyboard, not only the 88 notes, but 288 sounds, referred to in the mathematical music or gematria of King David in the Book of Psalms. The heavenly choir was 288 participants, 144 doubled. So there is a whole Bible within a Bible of sound, mathematics, and music that has been completely overlooked. With this, we can bring people together. We can avoid wars in the Middle East. We use joyously, with compassion, the basic sound of life, which means we have to accept the fact that we are musical instruments in human form, waking up to our role as cosmic participants.
Well, I was hoping we might chant together.
So let us leave you with a musical mantra in the Sanskrit.
One of the mantras we like the best, because it actually is asking for peace, and we like to send that around the globe. And right now, of course, our planet really needs that peace. And that's using the Om vibration, which is the universal sound vibration, and the Shanti.
Three times for body, mind, and spirit. That's because, important, the triple power.
Because Shanti means peace in Sanskrit. So send your energy all the way around the globe to wherever you feel that peace is needed right now.
We're going to intone it seven times for the seven chakras of the seven seals. Please listen. Close your eyes. Feel the lights of all colors around your body. And listen carefully.
Om Shanti 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 Om. 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 Om Shanti 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 Om.
In this vibration of Mother Earth, Mother Heart, Mother Universe, may the sound of life continue. May we be blessed. The music of the universe, the music of the heart, the music of the divine mind all come together in the sound and blessing of peace. May peace be with us always in joy. Dr. JJ and Dr. Desiree, peace to all of you. Blessings of light and sound to all of us, because we are all musical notes in the orchestration of the universal mind. And thank you, Will, for this great opportunity to be in concert. So to be aware of our library of knowledge and music, go to keysofenoch.org, scroll down to what we have, over 40 albums or CD-ROMs or MP3s and 4s that deal with music from all parts of the world.
And many are on Spotify and Apple iTunes.
So it is. We thank you, Will, and we thank all of you listening this wonderful series. We thank all of you. Keep your eyes and ears open to the stars, the star nations, the greater universe that is on our doorstep of sound. Again, we thank you, Will, for your great work. Peace to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hertog. This has been wonderful. This is KDNK, and you've been listening to a Living World Conversation with Drs. JJ and Desiree Hertog. Thank you for listening.